Welcome to the Metanoia Project. Our mission is to provide positive content tools that will change one's mind, heart, self, and their way of life. Take a listen to today's podcast episode. Hey guys, it's Jennifer, and welcome back to the Metanoia Project. I cannot believe that November has come to a close. We just had Thanksgiving last week, and now it is December 1st, and we are coming into the holiday season, Christmas, and we're also closing out a decade going into 2020. I can't believe it. This year has gone by so fast, but you know, I am blessed for this year. I'm blessed, truly blessed, and I'm looking forward to going into 2020 with, you know, new blessings, you know, new things coming up, new projects. I'm excited, looking forward to 2020. But today I wanted to talk to you guys about being enough, what it means to be enough. And, you know, we hear those words a lot. You are enough. Hear it. And then yeah, hear it again. You are enough. Now let it really sink in. So we often hear this phrase, but we often forget the depth of the meaning behind it. We live in a world where we continuously feel that we don't belong and we don't live up to certain expectations of others around us. You know, sometimes the highest expectations are often not the ones that other people have set for us, but it's the high standards that we set for ourselves. When we fail to meet these unrealistic expectations, we beat ourselves up. You know, I do. Sometimes we feel a sense of unworthiness and we think that we're never going to be enough. And you know what? Being enough is a mindset. It's not an acquisition. And our conditioning plays a major part in this. And you may ask yourself, well, what conditioning? You know, what is that? Well, it's brought up by our environment. You all know the stuff that you've been picking up since childhood. You know, the things that people have said to you, the way you've been treated by others, you know, how you were raised. All of those play a major part of that. It becomes part of your belief system. So what you think and believe about yourself really matters. So those unconscious thoughts play in the background of our minds. It's like a soundtrack. It's like music playing, you know, it's like on loop. And those thoughts can either be negative beliefs or empowering ones. So we let these thoughts of not being enough become our reality. We identify with them. Slowly but surely, it creates the unworthiness that we begin to experience in our lives. Okay? We confirm what we believe. Whatever our perception is of ourselves becomes our reality. If you hate yourself and you say, I'm not good enough, or I am often, you know, I'm horrible, I'm not good at that sport, it becomes your reality. Your perspective of who you are plays a big part of how you live your life. And so, like, an example for myself is that I constantly, the last 3 years, would tell myself, oh, Jennifer, you're not good enough. Or, you know what, you're not worthy for that job. Or, you know, you're not smart enough. Total bullshit. But every time I told myself that, I believed in it. And then those thoughts became my reality. And what happened is, like, anytime that I maybe failed a project, I'm like, okay, I confirmed what I believe. Yeah, I'm not good enough. Total bullshit. So this is where it comes. It's really important, because whatever we tell ourselves, our negative beliefs, whatever we tell ourselves, those negative beliefs begin to validate our worth. It becomes mentally draining, frustrating, and it puts us at war with ourselves. We become our worst enemies. And that's true. And that's total truth. You validate what you believe validates your worth. If you tell yourself you're not lovable, then you become unlovable. It's what you're telling yourself. And you, people around you, friends, family, whatever it is, coworkers, they cannot validate your worth, okay? People around us cannot define us or our worthiness. The only person that can do that is yourself. You must assume that responsibility. Okay? And this is where this is important. It is time that we stop. It's time that we put all the negative self-talk and beliefs to rest. We need to shut that shit out. Stop telling her, just shut, turn off that tape recorder, turn off that big megaphone in our heads, shut all of that negative shit out, okay? When you begin to live with a sense of being enough, we give to ourselves first, which is the internal validation that we are valuable and that we become a person of value. And you need to, that's important. You become a high value person, a person of value. When you stop telling yourself, you know what? When you stop telling yourself, I am not good enough or I'm not enough. When you stop telling yourself that shit, stop saying that shit to yourself, you become a person of value. You turn off that loop and you start saying, you know what? I am worthy. I am good enough. And you start becoming that. People want to be around you. Like I said, back to earlier when the last 3 years of my life have been crazy. If you knew me 3 years ago, nobody wanted to be around me. I was always negative about myself, saying you're not good enough, Jennifer, you're not smart enough, you are not worthy enough. And everybody would tell me, Jennifer, you don't know how smart you are or how brilliant you are. Like back in July, I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and he told me, he's like, Jennifer, you don't know how smart you are or how brilliant you are. You don't know. You don't believe it. He's like, I can see it. He's like, you know, that makes me want to work with you. That makes me put trust in you that you're that smart. But at the end of the day, you have to believe it. And I was like, you really think that I'm that brilliant? He's like, yes. But at the end of the day, you have to believe it. And that really hit me like a ton of bricks, because it's like, okay, I'm worthy. I'm enough. But for him to say that, it's like, okay, this is real. I am worthy. When you start believing that people want to be around you, you become that person of value. People are going, you become valuable. But at first, you have to validate it yourself. You cannot rely on that. Just like I could not rely on him telling me that. I had to believe it, that I am worthy. I am enough, that I am smart enough. I had to believe it. So like I said, it's time to put all that negative self-talk and shit and beliefs to rest. You have to define your own worthiness. Not anybody else, only you. You got to assume that responsibility, okay? So when you begin living that life, that sense of being enough, being smart enough, being that A on your A game, you become that person of value. And like I said, I have a video on what it means to be high valued on the Facebook page. It will be on YouTube, but it's very important. Your life is a direct reflection of the thoughts and beliefs that you hold for yourself. Your life is a direct reflection of the thoughts and beliefs that you hold for yourself. Okay. And I want you to say this with me. Okay. You were enough before. You're enough now, and you will continue to be enough as you become more aware of who you were made to be. And you have to believe that. When the world keeps whispering otherwise, you are brave, man. You are brave. So that's what I mean when I say that you are enough, because you are. And you need to say that. I am enough. I am enough. And I don't need the world telling me all this bullshit and negativity and lies, because you are enough. And you know what? The world, as a marketing person, what people are trying to tell us, that, oh, you need more of this or you're going to be better. You need more of this, you're going to be better. That's total bullshit, okay? What this world needs the most right now is authenticity. Authenticity. And more of you. I don't want more of this negative bullshit trying to sell me this product saying, I need this to be whole. You don't. All you need is yourself. Until you confirm who you are as a person and that you are worthy, till you validate yourself and your self-worth and you love yourself enough, then you are going to be enough. But you have to believe it. I can't tell you this. You have to believe it. And only you can do it. Okay, guys, stop self-negative talking yourself. Cut that shit out. Start telling yourself every single fucking day in the mirror, I am enough. I love you. You're smart. You're beautiful. You're brilliant. And let me tell you guys this. You think I may get all, I got all my shit figured out? Dude, I'm 34. I'm going to be 35 in April. And it's taken me 3 years to get my shit together. And I'm, like I said, I'm on my metanoia. And you hear this word a lot. Metanoia means change of heart, change of mind. It's a radical shift in how you think and you how you think and how you act. And it's so important when being and thinking that I am enough, okay? When you have your metanoia, when you have that lightning, that epiphany moment, that big catalyst moment in your life, and your mindset starts to change, the way that you think about yourself, the way that you act changes, your life does a whole fucking 360, okay? Then you start to believe, you know what? I am good enough. I am enough, okay? All of those negative soul-killing patterns that I talked about in episode 7, when we look inward to see outward, is that when you stop and really take a look inside of your heart, inside of your mind, okay, look, these are all the things I told myself before. That's all negative. That's all false. I love myself. I'm beautiful. I'm brilliant. Once you start changing the way that you think, the way that you act, you go through your fucking metanoia, this radical shift in your thoughts and in the ways that you act, you start to believe, you know what? I am good enough. And I can tell you that people are going to start coming to you like flies. Okay. They are attracted to that. They're attracted to that positivity. Okay, guys, that's important. I want you to say this. You are enough. Okay. You are enough. And I hope that you like what you hear on the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Oh, also, just to let you know, we have a new YouTube channel. I'm going to put the link in the, I'll put the link in the podcast notes. Also, make sure to subscribe, follow me on Instagram at @TheJenniferConrad, and also follow the Metanoia Project on Instagram. And we're on Facebook too. So hit me up if you want to tell me what you want to hear on the podcast. Okay, guys, I hope you have a great rest of your Sunday. It's now December 1st. Have a great rest of your Sunday. I'm going to start trying to put out some content weekly. My schedule's busy, but we're going to do this for you guys. I love what I do. And if you can take one piece of this podcast, take something out. If you got one thing out of this, you know, out of this podcast, I've done, and it's an inspiration to you, I've done my job. I've done my job. All right, guys, love you. Have a good rest of your Sunday. Hey guys, if you like today's episode here on the Metanoia Project, make sure to subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast episodes. Also, make sure to follow us on Instagram @TheMetanoiaProjectPodcast.